With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran is keeping up pressure on oil infrastructure as nations exchange fire.
Israel and Iran exchanged fire early Wednesday, with Tehran keeping up pressure on the region's oil industry, targeting infrastructure and ships as global energy concerns mount and the war in the Middle East shows no sign of abating. Two Iranian drones hit near Dubai International Airport, home to the long-haul carrier Emirates and the world's busiest for international travel. Four people were wounded, but flights continued. In addition, a projectile hit a container ship off the coast of Oman in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze and forcing the crew to abandon the vessel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There will be a runoff to replace a House seat in Georgia.
After Tuesday's special election, Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris have advanced to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump endorsed Fuller, who was likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th congressional district. Harris was the Democratic nominee in 2024 when he lost to Greene. He's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Greene's term. Republicans need the win to help bolster the party's slim majority in the House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tornadoes have killed at least two people in northwest Indiana and leveled buildings in Kankakee, Illinois. The Newton County Coroner's Office on Wednesday confirmed the deaths of an elderly couple in their home in Lake Village, Indiana. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 289 points. The Nasdaq rose 19. The S&P declined 5. This is SRN News. The United Nations gets a warning, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The world body has heard testimony from religious freedom experts who reported that anti-Christian violence is on the rise in Europe. They also pointed out mounting efforts to dismantle or water down religious freedom laws in several countries. In 2024, the last year for which all the numbers are in, there were more than 750 incidents of anti-Christian hate in Europe, a region that had been a bastion of Christianity for 1,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uber has launched a feature allowing both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips, expanding a pilot program aimed at addressing concerns about the safety of its ride-hailing platform. Both Uber and Lyft have faced thousands of reports of sexual assaults over the years from both passengers and drivers. The program is being challenged by transgender groups. This is SRN News. Virginia senators are pushing to curtail a 5.3% tax break for data centers.
The policy proposal comes while many communities are trying to defeat data center projects and zoning proceedings, and some states are reconsidering their sales tax exemptions. It's not guaranteed that Virginia will end up taxing data centers. The governor and other high-ranking lawmakers say they're concerned the tax would end industry investment in the state. Still, lawmakers' campaign to end such tax exemptions have stirred bipartisan support. Officials negotiating the tax policy have until Saturday to agree on and pass a budget. John Scott reporting.
Over the past 18 years, Virginia became the world's largest data center hub. Dozens of communities nationwide are fighting data centers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.